Dear listeners, you are listening to Voice of Sanatan Dharma, part of Voice of Sanatan Hinduism series on Radio K Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM for HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on internet at tunein.com or by downloading TuneIn app on your smartphone. Search for 106.1 FM in the app. We are on the air every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. This particular 1 hour segment is sponsored by ISKCON of Houston. My name is Bhadra and today I will be the host of this program. So coming into the program, from last two weeks actually, so we discussed about Jagannath Rath Yatra and how the existence of Puri came to being and how Lord Jagannath along with Baladev and Subhadra appeared in Puri and what is the significance of the Ratha Yatra. We discussed that the past 2 weeks and looking forward, in 2 weeks we are having Balaram Jayanti, that's like appearance day of Lord Balaram. It's on August 29th. So, I want to take this opportunity and want to discuss about Lord Balaram. So, who is actually Balaram? And what is the significance of Balaram in our Vaishnava Sampradaya? Okay, So I want you to listen to one of the greatest preachers of this age. So his name is His Holiness Giriranjan Swami, and he has been pioneer in establishing ISKCON movement in India and in US. So he was a very trusted and ardent disciple of His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Today we will hear a recorded lecture of His Holiness Giriraj Swami on significance of Balaram and the appearance of Balaram.
Today is the auspicious occasion of Lord Balaram's appearance day. According to Vedic literature, Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, the source of all that be, including the source of different Vishnu tattvas. And Lord Balaram is Krishna's first expansion. In terms of their pastimes, Lord Balaram appears as the older brother of Krishna. During the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra, you could say Krishna appeared as Lord Ram and Balaram appeared as Lakshman. But of course, Ram's pastimes took place before Krishna's pastimes. And during Ram Lila, Lakshman had to do so many things that he didn't want to do as the younger brother. He was obliged to do certain things by his older brother. Anyway, so that same personality who appeared as Lakshman resolved that in the future I will not appear as the younger brother, because he had to do so many things that were painful to him. Out of love, I mean, not painful to him personally, but out of love for Sita and Ram, he had to do things so he resolved that in my future appearances I will come first and act as the older brother. So, in terms of pastimes, Balaram is the older brother of Krishna. Now, another secret or mystery is that these same two brothers, Krishna and Balaram, who appeared about 5,000 years ago in Mathura, Gokul, appeared 500 years ago as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Those are the larger deities on the altar here. And although they are Krishna and Balaram, they appeared in the guise of devotees to show us how to be devotees. And in particular, they emphasize the chanting of the holy names of the Lord, especially the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There are four ages that repeat in cycles, like the four seasons. Satyug, Tretyug, Dwaparyug, and Kaliyug. And we at present are in Kaliyug, the last of the four ages in the cycle. And from a certain point of view, the worst of the ages, Manda Sumanda Mateo Manda Bhagya Hi Upadritaha. Srimad Bhagavatam describes the characteristics of people in the age of Kali. Kali itself means quarrel, so the age of Kali is the age of quarrel. People quarrel over nothing. They can really become very disturbed over practically nothing. That's also one of the characteristics of people in the age of Kali. They're always disturbed. And their lives are shorter than in previous ages. Their memories are shorter. Srila Prabhupada commented about all the modern equipment we have to record words. We have, of course, in those days, there were tape recorders and typewriters. Now we have computers and iPods. So Srila Prabhupada was saying people are very proud of their advancement, that they have these machines to record sound and words. But actually, in previous ages, people didn't need machines to remember. Just by hearing once from a guru or saintly person, one would remember. There'd be no need of tape recordings, even books. So that is the beginning of spiritual life, hearing, shravanam. And after one hears, one can repeat what one has heard or chant what one has heard, and that is kirtanam. And after hearing, and especially chanting, one can remember Krishna. That is smaranam. And the Vedic literatures are divided in two sections. Shruti, which means that which is heard, and smriti, that which is remembered. So Krishna and Balaram, they came in this age of Kali. The main process they gave was chanting the holy names, but they also encouraged the study of the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of devotees. And also the worship of the deity, which we see being conducted here. So the same principles that Gaur Nitai taught were brought to us in the Western world by Srila Prabhupada, and the same processes are being executed by his followers. So now we'll read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita about the mood of service of Lord Balaram. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita deals both with Krishna and Balaram and Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. But to help us understand the mood of Lord Nityananda, who is Balaram, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is explaining the mood of Lord Balaram. So please repeat after me. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila Chapter 5, The Glories of Lord Nityananda Balaram. Text 134. E Rupe Nityananda Ananta Prakasha Se Bhave Kahe Muni Chaitanya Radasa. Lord Nityananda has unlimited incarnations. In transcendental emotion, he calls himself a servant of Lord Chaitanya. Sometimes he serves Lord Chaitanya as his guru, sometimes as his friend, and sometimes as his servant. Just as Lord Balaram played with Lord Krishna in these three different moods in Vraja. Playing like a bull, Lord Balaram fights with Krishna head to head. And sometimes Lord Krishna massages the feet of Lord Balaram. Balaram considers himself a servant and knows Krishna to be his master. Thus he regards himself as a fragment of his plenary portion. Rishyamano nardanto yuyudate parasparam anukritya rutair jantums charatu prakritu yata. Acting just like ordinary boys, Krishna and Balaram played like roaring bulls as they fought each other, and they imitated the calls of various animals. This and the following quotation are from the Bhagavatam, 10.11.40 and 10.15.14. Kvachit krida parishrantam gopot sanga pabharatam svayam vishram mayatyaryam padasamvahanadibi. Sometimes when Lord Krishna's elder brother, Lord Balaram, felt tired after playing, and lay his head on the lap of a cowherd boy, Lord Krishna himself served him by massaging his lotus feet. So, a very nice relationship they have. Kayam va kuta ayata daivi va nare utsuri prayo mayastu me partur danya me pi vimohini. Who is this mystic power and where has she come from? Is she a demigod or a demoness? She must be the illusory energy of my master, Lord Krishna, for who else can bewilder me? Purport. The playful pastimes of the Lord cause suspicion in the mind of Lord Brahma. And therefore Lord Brahma, to test Krishna's lordship, stole all the Lord's calves and cowherd boys with his own mystic power. Sri Krishna responded, however, by replacing all the calves and boys in the field. Lord Balaram's thoughts of astonishment at such wonderful retaliation are recorded in this verse. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.13.37. So the pastime here refers to when Krishna and Balaram and the cowherd boys went into the forest with the calves, and Lord Brahma, the chief demigod in the universe, somehow wanted to test Krishna. And that was a mistake for him. So while Krishna and Balaram, it's described, Krishna and Balaram were sitting next to each other, and the cowherd boys were sitting around them in circles, and Krishna and Balaram were just like the whirl of a lotus flower, and the cowherd boys were like the petals on the lotus flower, and they were enjoying their picnic lunch. So Lord Brahma, in order to test Krishna and exhibit his own mystic powers, he arranged for the calves to wander away in search of fresh grasses. And naturally, that was of concern to the cowherd boys who were entrusted with the care of the calves. So Krishna said, don't worry, I will go and bring the calves back. So when he left to bring the calves, Lord Brahma, by his mystic power, stole away all the cowherd boys, and he also stole away all the calves. But Lord Krishna's mystic power was greater than that of Lord Brahma, so he created a duplicate set of cowherd boys and calves that were exactly like the original ones that Lord Brahma had stolen. So, for 1 year, the cowherd boys and calves were not actually the original cowherd boys and calves, they were actually Krishna, expansions of Krishna. And before then, the parents of the cowherd boys, they actually had more love for Krishna than they had for their own sons. And the cows, they had more love for Krishna than they had for their own calves. So one day, when the cowherd men were herding the cows up above, they saw the cowherd boys and calves below, and the cows became overwhelmed with love for their calves, who were actually Krishna. And they bolted away from the cowherd men and came like jumping down the hill to meet their calves. And they were so filled with love for their calves that they immediately began to suckle them. And their calves were drinking all their milk. And, the cowherd men were supposed to keep control of the cows. So they became very angry and frustrated that how is it that the cows just bolted away and now they've given all their milk to the calves. But when the cowherd men came down the hill and saw the boys, who were actually Krishna, they also melted in ecstatic love. And they forgot about all of their anger and frustration. And they began to smell the heads of their boys and embrace them. And they forgot all of their anxieties, of their cares and anxieties. So Lord Balaram, he detected some change of behavior. In the cows and the cowherd men who suddenly had so much affection for their calves and boys. So he was thinking, what's happening? something very mysterious is happening. So mysterious, in fact, that Lord Balaram himself was perplexed as to what was actually happening. And then he spoke this verse, that, what is this mystic power? And then he says, she must be the illusory energy of my master, Lord Krishna, for who else can bewilder me? So the point is, he, even Balaram, has the sentiment of being the servant of Lord Krishna. And Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says, Ekale Ishwara Krishna Arasab Mithya.
Hare Krishna. So we'll take a short break from this lecture and we will hear to a very nice song describing about the various residents of the Vraja. So we have been hearing about Vrindavan. So I wanted you to listen to what are all the different personalities in Vrindavan. This is a song of glorification of Vrindavan.
Jaya Vrindavana Shri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohana Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana Kalindi Jamuna Jaya Jaya Maha Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavana, Shri Govinda Gopinatha, Madana Mohana. Keshi Ghat Vamshi Bata, Dvadasha Kanana, Jaha Sab Koilo Shri Nanda Nandana Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavana Shri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohana Shri Nanda Jashoda Jaya Jaya Gopagana Shri Damadi Jaya Jaya Dhenu Vatsagana Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavana Shri Govinda Madana Mohana Jaya Vrishabhanu Jaya Kirti Dasundari Jaya Purnamasi Jaya Abhiranagari Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavana Shri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohana Jaya Jaya Gopishvara Vrindavana Maja Jaya Jaya Krishna Sakha Batu Dvij Raja Jaya Radhe jaya krishna jaya vrindavana shri govinda gopinatha madana जय राम घाटा जय रोहिणी नंदाना जय जय वृंदावना बस जत जाना जय राधे जय कृष्णा जय वृंदावना श्री गोविंद मदन मोहन जय द्विज पत्नी जय नाग कन्या गाना भक्ति तेज हार पाइलो गोविंद चरण जय राधे जय कृष्ण जय वृंदावन श्री गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन श्री रास मंडल जय जय राधा श्याम जय जय रास लीला सर्व मनोराम जय राधे जय कृष्ण जय वृंदावन श्री गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जय जय उज्ज्वल रस सर्व रस सा परखिया भावे जाहा ब्रजते प्रचार जय राधे जय कृष्ण जय वृंदावन श्री गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन जानव पाद पद्म कोरिया स्मरण दीन कृष्ण दास को हे नाम संकीर्तन जय राधे जय कृष्ण जय वृंदावन श्री गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन श्री गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन
हरे कृष्ण डियर लिसनर्स नाउ वी विल कंटिन्यू विथ द लेक्चर
ओवर एंड ऑल अदर्स आर हिज सर्वेंट्स. Even Balaram's first expansion, just read a couple of more verses. Text 141. Yasyangri panka jara jo kila loka palair Molyuta marjitam upasita tirtha tirtham Brahma bavoham apiyasya kala kalaya Shrischodved Kodvahema Chiramasyan Ripasanam Kva What is the value of a throne to Lord Krishna? The masters of the various planetary systems accept the dust of his lotus feet on their crowned heads. That dust makes the holy places sacred. And even Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lakshmi, and I myself, who are all portions of his plenary portion, eternally carry that dust on our heads. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. When the Kauravas, to flatter Baladev so that he would become their ally, spoke ill of Sri Krishna, Lord Baladev became angry and spoke this verse. Srimad Bhagavatam 10:68-37. So, this is a very instructive statement by Lord Balaram in many ways. The Kauravas were trying to induce Lord Balaram to become their ally against Krishna. And sometimes it happens between brothers or sisters. There's sibling rivalry. Sometimes even among God brothers and God sisters, there's rivalry. And so if someone is envious of someone else, if you speak ill of the other person, then the first person may be pleased. Oh, like in politics, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. The friend of my enemy is my enemy. So, actual devotees have no enemies. But sometimes a person, out of envy, out of his own envious nature, will become inimical towards a devotee without any reason, without any good cause. In fact, Chanakya Pandit says, well, actually there are different verses about envious people and envious snakes. To the effect that there are two kinds of envious beings, an envious snake and an envious person. But of the two, the envious person is more dangerous because the envious snake can be pacified by medicinal herbs or mantras, whereas the envious person cannot be pacified by any means. So a devotee is without enemies. But still, sometimes someone becomes inimical to a devotee out of envy. And these tendencies exist even on the higher levels, among the demigods on the higher planets. They also become envious. They're devotees, but they're materially attached. And because they're materially attached, they're always jealous of their positions, fearful that someone may take their position away from them, or their facility away from them. And if some sage is engaged in severe austerities, the demigod may send some woman to tempt the sage and make the sage fall down, because they're afraid that if the sage becomes too powerful, their position will be threatened. Or sometimes the king will be performing sacrifices, horse sacrifices, and Indra will arrange to steal the horse, because if a king performs 100 horse sacrifices, he's qualified to become Indra himself. So this type of envy exists even on the higher planets in the society of demigods. And the Kauravas, they didn't really accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they criticized him to Balaram, thinking, oh, Balaram, he might not like, playing second fiddle to Krishna. So they spoke ill of Krishna, and they accused him of wanting to occupy the throne. So Lord Balaram, he didn't, get into it with the Kauravas. Yeah, that Krishna, yeah, I should really be the chief. But he defended Krishna in very beautiful language and thoughts. And he said, what is the value of a throne to Krishna? The rulers of the planets, bow their crowned heads to the lotus feet of Krishna to take the dust from his lotus feet. And what to speak of the rulers of the higher planets, even direct expansions of Krishna. And the chief demigods, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, and even Balaram himself, they carry the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna on their heads. So he supported his younger brother. His younger brother, also this the source of him and everything else in existence. And so he demonstrated a very good quality of loyalty, fidelity. Text 142. Ekale Ishwara Krishna Ara Sabha Britya Yare Yaiche Nachaya Se Taiche Kari Nritya. Lord Krishna alone is the supreme controller, and all others are his servants. They dance as he makes them do so. So here we come to the point that everyone is a servant of Krishna, even Lord Balaram, who is the first expansion of Krishna. considers himself to be the servant of Krishna. And there's also a lesson for us that we should also be servants of Krishna, not of any demigod or material person or material thing. Yes, Queen Kunti recited a very beautiful prayer to Krishna. She prayed that just as the Ganges flows without impediment to the sea, so may my love, she's praying to Krishna directly, may my love flow to you without any impediment, without being diverted to anyone else. So that should be our goal. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kavunai. Love of Krishna is already there within the heart. It's not something to be gained from another source. Chanting and hearing about Krishna in the association of devotees, that dormant love is awakened. So that is our goal, and love for Krishna means, by definition, exclusive love for Krishna, not for anyone else or anything else. Of course, because Krishna is the origin of everyone and everything, we can love others as they are related to Krishna, but not independent of Krishna. Generally.
Hare Krishna. So we will end our lecture hearing here, and we are nearing our slot time as well. This program is sponsored by ISKCON Houston in collaboration with the Sanatan Hinduism. We are located in near Ella Boulevard of 610. I request all the listeners to please take out time and visit us. Every Sunday evening 5:30, we have a huge program where there is a discourse on spiritual topics, there is live music, and free sumptuous vegetarian feast. I request all the listeners to come with your family and friends and have the experience of culture, the tradition, and mingle with the like-minded people. Thank you for hearing us. Again, you are listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on Radio K-Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM for HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on internet at tunein.com or by downloading TuneIn app on your smartphone. Search for 106.1 FM. We are on the air every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 12 noon.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama
Hare Rama.